Computer word processing has changed the way writers think of their work. Linguist Jeffrey Nunberg was an early and enthusiastic convert to the new technology, but now he's beginning to have second thoughts.
Computers seem to turn writing into a purely cerebral act. They disconnect the process from all contact with a physical page. You can build up a text as fast as your fingers can move and in a tentative electronic form that is infinitely tolerant of revision. That's why children find it an easier way to learn to write. It frees them from the slow and painful process of shaping the letters one by one. And they can make changes without messing up the page, so when they're finished, they can print out a neat copy and give it to their parents to attach to the refrigerator door. For adult writers, it seems wonderfully liberating at first. It's only after you've been corrupted that you realize what's been lost. The 18th century French essayist Joseph Joubert once observed that good writing requires a natural facility and an acquired difficulty. But few writers have these virtues in equal measure. On the one hand, there are those natural writers whose exuberance carries them along effortlessly from one idea to the next. It's hard to imagine Georges Sand laboring over a sentence, or Whitman getting up in the middle of the night to change an and to an or. But in earlier times, there was always the physical medium to hold their impetuosity in check, to make them pause for an instant. Shakespeare had to stop to dip his quill in the inkwell. Jack Kerouac had to lift his fingers from the typewriter keyboard long enough to hit the carriage return or change the page. But now the naturals can write at something like the speed of thought itself. Their fingers fly over the keys without impediment, and the sentences wind their way anacoluthically down the screen like streams running down a mountain gully, bouncing from bank to bank wherever the course of thought leads them next, and never collecting themselves for a minute to see where they're going, or was the subject back there a singular or plural, but anyway it's scrolled clear off the top of the screen by now and going on like that until the reader's eyes light up with a little sign that says disk space full. Then there are the writers you could think of as stylists. They're the descendants of James and Flaubert, the writers they used to show in movies surrounded by crumpled pieces of paper. Peter Kennell once said that stylists were both the heroes and victims of literature. But once they too had the medium to save them from themselves. There's only so much crossing out you can do before a paragraph becomes illegible, only so much whiteout that a page can absorb before it begins to decompose. At some point, you simply have to get on with it. Now their drafts pile up invisibly on the disk. Cutting and pasting, they lay waste their powers. Sentences once baroque become rococo in the search for a perfect felicity of expression that seems, for all the increasing convolution of their clauses, for all the recondity of their diction, persistently to elude them. And when they come to printing out, there's a new round of choices about fonts, margins, formats, headers, footnotes. The technology offers the opportunity for agonies of indecision that James and Proust could only have dreamed about. The future of writing looks bleak. The stylist will produce nothing at all, and the unchecked ramblings of the naturals will be wholly unreadable. The only place we can look for help is from the Save the Trees people. The clean air movement got Detroit to produce smaller cars, after all. In the future, maybe the environmentally correct word processing system will have a slower chip, a smaller memory, a keyboard that sticks. At the least, they could add warning lights, like the indicators on cars that tell you when you should shift gears for fuel efficiency. I don't need much. Just a little add-on module that notices when I've been futzing for 10 minutes over the same sentence and flashes up a message that says, stop beating it to death.
Jeffrey Nunberg is a linguist associated with the Institute for Research on Learning in Palo Alto, California.